Chapter 8. The substance inside the can was bright green. It shimmered like jello in the light from the ceiling fixture.
"Touch it," Andy said.
But before Evan had a chance, she reached a finger in and poked it.
"It's cold," she said. "Touch it, it's really cold."
Evan poked it with his finger. It was cold. Thicker than jello, heavier. He pushed his finger beneath the surface. When he pulled his finger out, it made a loud sucking noise.
"Gross," Andy said.
Evan shrugged.
"I've seen worse."
"I'll bet it glows in the dark," Andy said, hurrying over to the light switch by the door. "It looks like the green that glows in the dark."
She turned off the ceiling light, but late afternoon sunlight still poured in through the window curtains.
"Try the closet," she instructed excitedly.
Evan carried the can into the closet. Andy followed and closed the door.
"Yuck! Mothballs!" she cried. "I can't breathe."
The monster blood definitely glowed in the dark. A circular ray of green light seemed to shine from the can.
"Wow, that's way cool," Andy said, holding her nose to keep out the pungent aroma of the mothballs.
"I've had other stuff that did this," Evan said, more than a little disappointed. "It was called alien stuff or yucky glop, something like that."
"Well, if you don't want it, I'll take it," Andy replied.
"I didn't say I didn't want it," Evan said quickly.
"Let's get out of here," Andy begged.
Evan pushed open the door and they rushed out of the closet, slamming the door shut behind them. Both of them sucked in fresh air for a few seconds.
"Phew, I hate that smell," Evan declared.
He looked around to see that Andy had taken a handful of monster blood from the can. She squeezed it in her palm.
"It feels even colder outside the can," she said, grinning at him. "Look, when you squeeze it flat, it pops right back."
"Yeah, it probably bounces too," Evan said, unimpressed. "Try bouncing it against the floor. All those things bounce like rubber."
Andy rolled the glob of monster blood into a ball and dropped it to the floor. It bounced back up into her hand. She bounced it a little harder. This time it rebounded against the wall and went flying out the bedroom door.
"It bounces really well," she said, chasing it out into the hall. "Let's see if it stretches."
She grabbed it with both hands and pulled, stretching it into a long string.
"Yep, it stretches too."
"Big deal," Evan said. "The stuff I had before bounced and stretched really well, too.
I thought this stuff was going to be different."
"It stays cold, even after it's been in your hand," Andy said, returning to the room.
Evan glanced at the wall and noticed a dark, round stain by the floorboard.
"Uh-oh. Look, Andy. That stuff stains.
Let's take it outside and toss it around," she suggested.
"Okay," he agreed. "We'll go out back. That way Trigger won't be so lonely."
Evan held out the can, and Andy replaced the ball of monster blood. Then they headed downstairs and out to the backyard, where they were greeted by Trigger, who acted as if they'd been away for at least 20 years. The dog finally calmed down and sat in the shade of a tree, panting noisily.
"Good boy," Evan said softly. "Take it easy. Take it easy, old fella."
Andy reached into the can and pulled out a green glob. Then Evan did the same. They rolled the stuff in their hands until they had two ball-shaped globs. Then they began to play catch with them.
"It's amazing how they don't lose their shape," Andy said, tossing a green ball high in the air. Evan shielded his eyes from the late afternoon sun and caught the ball with one hand.
"All this stuff is the same," he said. "It isn't so special."
"Well, I think it's cool," Andy said defensively.
Evan's next toss was too high. The green ball of gunk sailed over Andy's outstretched hands.
"Whoa!"
Andy cried.
"Sorry,"
Evan called. They both stared as the ball bounced once, twice, then landed right in front of Trigger. Startled, the dog jumped to his feet and lowered his nose to sniff it.
"No, boy!" Evan called. "Leave it alone! Leave it alone, boy!"
As disobedient as ever, Trigger lowered his head and licked the glowing green ball.
"No, boy! Drop! Drop!" Evan called, alarmed.
He and Andy both lunged toward the dog, but they were too slow. Trigger picked up the ball of monster blood in his teeth and began chewing it.
"No, Trigger!"
Evan shouted.
"Don't swallow it! Don't swallow!"
Trigger swallowed it.
"Oh, no!"
Andy cried, balling her hands into fists at her sides.
"Now there isn't enough left for us to share."
But that wasn't what was troubling Evan. He bent down and pried apart the dog's jaws. The green blob was gone. Swallowed.
"Stupid dog,"
Evan said softly, releasing the dog's mouth. He shook his head as troubling thoughts poured into his mind. What if the stuff makes Trigger sick? Evan wondered. What if the stuff is poison?